The New Zealand movie Whale Rider has been a hit at film festivals. It took the audience prize at Sundance and prizes at Toronto, San Francisco, and Rotterdam. Pat Dowell reports that portraying the myths of one Maori village for a global audience involved unexpected risks.
Cliff Curtis is a familiar face in Hollywood. He played Colombian drug lord Pablo Escobar in Blow, a Colombian terrorist hunted by Arnold Schwarzenegger in Collateral Damage, an Iraqi rebel in Three Kings. When Curtis saw himself on screen in Whale Rider, playing an expatriate Maori artist, the expatriate Maori actor was surprised to hear his own New Zealand accent.
Yeah, I've been waiting for this film for a long time. And I wanted to tell a story that was about our indigenous culture, that was authentic and unique and didn't shy away from the spiritual elements of our culture. It's important for me to do films back home so that we can tell our own stories to ourselves.
Other people have been telling stories about Maori people since the first movies were made in New Zealand, says Joe Smith, who teaches film and media at the University of Auckland.
When cinema came to this country, the first kind of images were of Maori and local traditions. And then we had quite a flurry of kind of American and Australian filmmakers coming to these shores and filming Maori. So the history of New Zealand cinema is a history of depicting Maori and the landscape.
Those early films were not directed by Maoris, and neither is Whale Rider, though it's based on a novel by a Maori author. The movie's director is a white woman, Nikki Caro. Actor Rarari Paratini, who plays Cliff Curtis's father in Whale Rider, says this generated some controversy early on.
It's a beautiful story, it's a strong Maori story, and the Maori sector of that industry is bound to go, oh my God, there goes a golden opportunity, and it's good that that gets aired. It's interesting because since the movie has been released, that criticism hasn't come out. If the movie had have been stink, then that criticism would have been loud and clear.
Whale Rider features an all-Maori cast playing Maori characters. There was a time, says Paratini, a veteran of stage and television, when he found few opportunities to portray one of his own people. But in retrospect, the actor says that situation had its good side.
When I first started 30 years ago, there were no New Zealand plays, really, let alone Maori plays, and so I didn't get to play a Maori until I'd been acting for 5 years. And which was fantastic. So I did Brecht, I did Chekhov, I did Shakespeare, I did American musicals. And I teach now at the drama school, and I feel for the Maori actors and the Polynesian actors in general that are coming through, because they really tend only to get considered for those roles.
That reversal is due in part to the huge international success in 1994 of Once Were Warriors. It was the movie that brought Cliff Curtis and many other New Zealanders to Hollywood's attention. It was an unsettling portrait of a contemporary urban Maori family shattered by poverty and violence.
Was violence that killed my Grace? She didn't have an ounce of violence in her, Jake. But we made damn sure it was all around her.
She killed herself.
You bloody bastard. Because your bloody mate handed her the rope.
Once Were Warriors spawned many imitators at home, says Cliff Curtis.
All of a sudden there were these kind of like almost equivalent of black exploitation movies. It was like there was a rash of films that were like urban, hard-edged, or even some historical television things that were exploiting that whole warrior thing and concentrating on the violence within the underbelly of New Zealand society. And there was a sort of like a cashing in on that whole feeling.
Where Warriors was urban and violent, Whale Rider is set in a quiet seaside village. It tells a contemporary story of a young girl, played by Keisha Castle-Hughes, who wants to succeed her grandfather, Paratini's character, as chief of the tribe. The old man thinks she can't do it because she's a girl. Her father, played by Cliff Curtis, tries to comfort her.
Why doesn't he want me?
Oh, Pai, it's not you. It's not even about you in a way. Koro, he's just looking for something that doesn't exist anymore.
A new leader. They exist.
In New Zealand, Whale Rider challenged the box office record of Once Were Warriors, and its renewed interest in Maori traditions, says Joe Smith of the University of Auckland. But the film also raises some questions about stereotypes. Once Were Warriors relied on familiar Hollywood images of American gang culture to sell its Maori gangs abroad, Smith says, Whale Rider's mystical child may fit into another stereotype of indigenous people, the noble savage.
It's an incredibly powerful thing to at last have a local story told on screen that honors the tradition of a particular people. But, you know, it depends on who's doing the looking.
Joe Smith's concern is that Whale Rider's positive effects are offset because overseas audiences see so few films about Maoris that they tend to take this story of one village as the story of all Maori people. And yet such films, including Whale Rider, can't be made without counting on international ticket sales.
It does demonstrate the pros and cons of living in a global environment. There is a lack of images of diversity around Māori culture. We have the urban violence of once were warriors, and now we have the romantic, sentimental return to the country of Whale Rider. And the pendulum swings from, you know, positive to negative to a certain extent.
So far, 13-year-old actor Keisha Castle-Hughes has not been saddled with the stereotypes you might expect. She's been showered with acting offers, and not all are carbon copies of the mystical Whale Rider.
No, actually, there have been different roles there for 15-year-old blonde, blue-eyed girls and things like that.
Welcome.
Cliff Curtis hopes Keisha Castle-Hughes won't get typecast as a generic Hollywood ethnic, playing everything but a Maori. However, making a living in the movies for him meant stepping out onto a global stage where your own voice sometimes gets lost. For NPR News, this is Pat Dowell.
The editors in NPR's Arts Information Unit are Bill Wyman, Tom Cole, Laura Bertrand, Loretta Williams. Producers are Felix Contreras, Elizabeth Blair, and Jeffrey Fryman-Wire. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.